Hello GWA, this is Lady Vicarian again, and I am back with another toy test. Now, as the title will suggest, this is a triple threat because I have been shopping at Love Honey again. It's been enjoyable so far to explore the toy world again. I did have more back in the day. God, I sound old. But unfortunately, I did lose my toy collection and I had never really bothered buying any again. But since buying the magic wand, I thought, why the hell not? So I went for something a little bit different. Okay, so both of these items have been bought from Love Honey and the UK site, but I'm fairly sure that there will be some available on the US site or other sites. So first up, we have the... I really would like to murder whoever makes up these names because I can't believe I have to say this. Okay, so we have the Jelly Rancher Wave Pleasure Butt Plug with T-bar 4-inch purple. It's quite a friendly looking butt plug, and I realise how fucking ridiculous that sounds, but it is. It doesn't look too intimidating and it does look good for a beginner's. It's been a while since I've played a sort of anal play, so I went with something that was quite friendly looking, and it's quite a cheerful little purple thing, and yeah, but still unmistakably a butt plug, so that's not something I'm going to be leaving out. And then we have, good God, the Basics Smoothie Dong with suction cup. Now, this thing is blue. So, although I didn't get around to naming the butt plug, this one is definitely going to be called Papa Smurf. Because, yeah, it's ridiculously blue. It's not going to matter very much when it's doing its job. But looking at it as it is now, yeah, it's fairly ridiculous looking. We shall see how we do with it. So, I'm going to ease myself into this. And yes, we'll see what results we get. Okay, so we are going to start with the plug. Ah, there we go. Right, so a little bit of a lube, as it were. Don't need too much because this thing isn't too large. Can't believe I'm doing this again, I really can't. But hey, let's give it a go. Okay, just relax a bit around that first part. Okay, and then just the larger. Okay, just relax again. These aren't very, large protrusions, but as I've explained before, I am definitely out of shape, so we're just going to relax a little bit further. And there we are. Now, once it's in, this actually does seat quite comfortably. This is actually something that I could wear all day if I had any particular desire to. It's not uncomfortable, it's not particularly bulky as well. You could certainly get away with wearing this in the office if you wanted to. Whew. Alright. Just clench around that a little bit, and that's not uncomfortable at all. It's actually quite pleasant. Okay, so before we deal with Papa Smurf, we are going to play with my little friend Tyrion here, who I've had endless amounts of fun with since my last audio. We're going to be gentle to begin with. Tyrion has definitely not lost his novelty in the few weeks that I've had him. That's quite pleasant. When your body clenches, that your butt clenches too, and you'd certainly feel that as small as it is. Okay. just going to turn it up a little bit more. Just bear down just a little bit in it. Yeah, that's definitely effective. Okay, let's just how wet I am, just with the fingers. Okay, so we are going to try out Papa Smurf here. Now, I am not going to attach him to a wall right now because, yeah, I'm not ready for the hilarity that will ensue when I fall off my bed while I'm recording. So, yeah. In so easily. I'm just gonna. Oh, with a pair of them, it's a unique experience. Just gently ease it almost all the way out. You just feel it rubbing against the plug. Oh, okay. Just build up a nice slow rhythm. Just speed up, I am now starting to lose my power of speech again, so you're just gonna have to rely on sounds. The rest of the audio. Oh. Oh. Now, I did promise you a triple threat, so be prepared for all words to actually completely desert me. Although, somewhere in the proceedings, I have lost Tyrion. Oh, there he is. Oh, Jesus. While I still have the power of words. Well, here come the giggles again. I do apologize. Yeah, I would definitely try this if you haven't already. If not with these toys, then certainly with a triple threat of your own. Oh, okay. I think the speaking stops now. Oh. Oh, nearly. So, perhaps my masochistic side is showing. Because in the middle of that, I decided to edge again, and oh, that was a close one. Okay. Just gonna breathe. And begin. Again. Oh. 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 Oh God, that's. It is a work of willpower. Oh, to stop. But we aren't done yet. Oh. Jesus. Okay. And again. Oh. Okay, nearly went over the edge there. Okay. It's like if I actually open my eyes right now, I just see spots. Just gonna need a slightly longer calming down period here. Okay. Final time. I think. Am I up to four? Okay, I think I'm up to four. I've lost count. Okay, I'm not really concentrating. It is taking every ounce of my thought and my will. So stop. Okay. Here we go. Crap. Well, that was absolutely. Oh, no holding back on it this time. Son of a bitch. I'll tell you something, guys. While I may not be able to take Tyrion into the shower, I'm damn well taking Papa Smurf. Holy fuck! So, that was a triple threat edging. I don't even know what to call this. Again, I am losing the power to string sentences together that actually make some sense. So, again, I highly recommend doing this. It's like I do the crappiest of outros after these things, but I am a mess. So I hope you enjoyed. I am going to go and clean up, and let's pray to God I don't find a way to do a quadruple threat. So yes, I'm gonna go clean up and regain the power of speech if at all possible. Take care, guys.